backdrop for some of what I'll be sharing in sermon a little bit later, I'd like to read a passage from a collection of writings by my friend and colleague Gary Kowalski. Gary's the minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Burlington, Vermont. Has a little collection of writings here called Green Mountain Spring and Other Leaps of Faith. This passage is titled, And the River Flows On. In some ways, in many ways, it actually accompanies the very fine words by Dorothy Monroe that Burns has also shared with us. As long as there are otters in the river, you know everything is all right. That's what a bereaved father told me shortly after his little girl died. Emily was only three. She had been ill and feverish, and then one night simply stopped breathing. It was finished before the ambulance arrived, and there was nothing anyone could have done differently to prevent or forestall her death. It was just one of those unavoidable, unaccountable sorrows the universe sometimes lays upon us. I was meeting with Emily's father to plan her memorial service. He hoped to scatter her ashes near a nature trail that had recently been constructed near a local river. It was comforting to think of otters swimming and playing there, frolicking in the sun, and mostly innocent of the kind of grief we humans have to suffer. Other animals have recently returned to the river after a long absence, and their presence meant the river was clean. The runoff from the soil and the surrounding country was relatively free of harmful chemicals. The rain was not too acidic for fish or shellfish to live there. Nature was working as it should, keeping birth and death in a balance that changed with each season and evolved through time, but rested on a reassuring dependability that life would go on. So even in a world where three-year-olds sometimes get sick and die, one might still have faith in an order that underlies creation. This natural order does not take away pain. But it does help me to know that while the world is full of grief, it remains full of wet, splashing animal gladness. The river claims us all, and the river flows on. So long as there are otters, you know that somehow everything may be all right.